What not to do. Mixed signals, emotional dependency, entitlement, and secret access. In this session, we are focusing on what not to do when it comes to sexual integrity and boundaries with women. Many men do not fall into confusion because they planned evil. They fall because they failed to respect how powerful unguarded patterns can become. There are four dangers we need to name clearly. Mixed signals, emotional dependency, entitlement, and secret access. First, mixed signals. A man creates mixed signals when he gives relational energy that implies interest, closeness, or exclusivity without actually bringing clarity. He texts constantly, remembers intimate details, checks in at emotionally strategic moments, gives special attention, offers emotionally charged compliments, and creates a sense of something, yet never speaks honestly about what he is doing. This is unfair. It is not noble. It is not mature. It often keeps both people in confusion. Second, emotional dependency. Some men do not mainly want sex. They want soothing. They want affirmation. They want a woman's emotional presence to regulate them, comfort them, admire them, stabilize them, or rescue them from insecurity. But that creates a subtle form of relational using. The woman becomes a source of emotional medication rather than a person to honor. Women are not emotional fuel. They are image bearers. Third, entitlement. Entitlement says, if I am nice, I deserve access. Or if she opens up to me, I deserve more. Or if I am lonely, the rules should bend for me. But Christian manhood rejects entitlement. Desire does not create permission. Attention does not create ownership. Need does not create right. A woman's kindness is not a contract. Her vulnerability is not an invitation for you to move closer than wisdom allows. Fourth, secret access. This is one of the most dangerous. Secret access includes hidden texting, emotionally intense private messaging, one-on-one secrecy, deleting conversations, confiding in ways your spouse would not bless, or creating a relational lane that exists outside accountability. Secrecy often protects what honesty would expose. If something must stay hidden to continue, that is already a warning sign. Romans 13:14 says, "But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh for its lusts." Notice that scripture does not merely say, "Do not commit sexual sin." It also says, "Make no provision." That means do not build the pathway. Do not arrange the atmosphere. Do not feed the drift. Here are some examples. Instead of, "You can text me anytime, day or night," say, "I want to be respectful, so let's keep communication wise and appropriate." Instead of, "I feel closer to you than to most people," say, "I value our connection, and I want to keep it healthy and clear." Instead of, "Don't tell anyone we talked about this," say, "Let's keep this in the light," instead of, "She just gets me." Ask, "Am I giving this woman access that should belong to my wife, future wife, pastor, mentor, or close brother?" Instead of, "I am just being supportive." Ask, "Am I becoming her emotional substitute or using her attention to feel important?" What not to do? Do not confuse attention with calling. Do not turn private intensity into a fake form of intimacy. Do not use spiritual language to excuse inappropriate closeness. Do not become the secret emotional man in a woman's life. Do not feed fantasy through repeated private access. Do not act married emotionally when you are not married covenantally. Do not use ministry, counseling posture, or kindness as cover for disordered attachment. Do not resent women when your own lack of boundaries creates pain. A man with sexual integrity does not only avoid disaster, he builds a truthful life. He learns to be clear early. He learns to step back when needed. He learns to involve community. He learns to respect covenant lines. He learns to guard the dignity of women and the integrity of his own soul. Sexual integrity is not the death of desire. It is the ordering of desire. A man can be strong without swagger and tender without collapse. And one of the clearest signs of that maturity is this. He does not seek secret access to women. He seeks honorable life in the light.